Back home next, Dublin City Council says that illegal dumping and a significant increase in scavenging at clothes banks have been leaving bring banks in the capital in disarray. They say they're now looking at paying companies to recycle textiles rather than receiving payments for the clothes they collect because of the rise in fast fashion that's made the previous model unsustainable. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has more on this. Samantha, how big an issue has this become?
Well, Rachel, clothes banks overflowing and the areas around them covered in discarded garments and many other dumped items have become a regular sight in Dublin City over the past few months. And the reason for this is twofold. Dublin City Council say that in recent times they've seen an increase in illegal dumping at these sites and also that practice of scavenging for clothing. So that's where people climb into these bins and throw the clothes outside them as a way of sorting through them and retrieving the items they want. But compounding the issue in Dublin City Council areas is the fact that their contract with the company TRL who empty these bins actually expired in recent months, and the waste at these units was growing so rapidly that the council had to introduce an emergency contract with the same company to keep these areas serviced and empties. But it's a very different contract to the one they originally had, because up to now companies paid the local authorities for the clothes they collected from these banks. But because international recycling markets have been flooded with fast fashion, they say this is no longer sustainable. So Dublin City Council are now paying this company to empty these banks, and in the longer term they and other councils are now considering paying companies generally to take these clothes off their hands. In a statement, TRL, who say they're the largest company doing this in the Republic of Ireland, say shifts in global security, economies and trade, along with Ireland's position on the edge of Europe, brings additional logistical and cost challenges for them. It also says the rapid rise in ultra fast fashion is overwhelming the global system. Sustainable fashion educator Miriam Keegan told me more about the scale of the global problem.
So research has suggested that we have enough clothing on the planet for the next six generations. And in Ireland, we generate about 170,000 tonnes of post-consumer textiles per year, which is about 35 kg per person. And when you compare that then to the EU average of 26 kg per person, we clearly see that there's a problem at hand, in the sense that it's maybe not necessarily the lack of infrastructure of textile banks, but clearly there's an issue with overproduction of clothing and overconsumption of that too.
So we're just drowning in clothes, Sam. What are the council, what are Dublin City Council likely to do about this situation?
Well, the council says they're now drawing up a new tender to deal with these clothing banks. It's expected to be issued before the summer, and it's likely that model of them paying the companies rather the companies being paid by the companies will feature, because they need to incentivise them essentially to take these clothes in this challenging global climate. But Dublin City Council's Environment Committee met this morning, and the Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin, who's a Green Party councillor, Donna Cooney, said she was going to raise this issue because she wants the public to be consulted on what to do next with these clothing banks. She said people need to be made aware of what's happening with the items that go into them. And she also says that the proposed and the current model for recycling clothes, they're not sustainable or effective. And she wants the council to consider alternatives for dealing with textile waste.
I hope in the short term that Dublin City Council do not go out to tender for the same type of contract, because it's just not working, it's not sustainable, the public don't want it, and the elected representatives are all concerned about it. And I would hope that I'm going to ask for them not to go out to a tender. Obviously in the interim they had to, it was a crisis, they had to deal with it because the amount of textiles were just being left around. But I don't want them to go out to a tender for the same thing that is obviously broken and not working.
And that was Dublin City Councillor Donna Cooney ending that report from our correspondent Samantha Librari.